Flavors from the east, spices from the west. Savory to sweet, we bring you the best. From street side stalls to family feast, a journey through culture with every piece. Cultural foods where the world's on your plate. Tasting traditions no matter the state. Stories behind every bite that you choose. Bringing us together, it's cultural foods. Sizzling pans and simmering pots. Secret recipes and market spots. Every dish has a tale to be told. A heritage rich, timeless and bold. Cultural foods where the world's on your plate. Tasting traditions no matter the state. Stories behind every bite that you choose. Bringing us together is cultural foods.
Hey everybody, happy Valentine's Day. You know, ready to maybe fall in love with some amazing food.
Ooh, I like that.
Today we are going to be doing a deep dive on vegan cuisine.
Okay.
And we've got just a ton of recipes and resources from culturalfoods.com.
Right.
Their whole vegan category, and it is packed
awesome.
With great stuff.
It's really amazing to see how far vegan cooking has come. Like you were saying, there's just so much variety now.
Right.
It's so creative. There's really no reason to think that vegan food is boring or bland or limited anymore.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, we're not just talking about salads here. We've got everything from, you know, tacos and wraps to burgers and pasta.
Yep.
And the photos I'm looking at,
oh my gosh,
I mean, all looks so good.
It really does. And I think one thing that's really cool is how much they're really focusing on fresh whole ingredients.
Okay.
It seems like vegan chefs are really embracing, you know, the natural flavors and textures of plants.
Yeah, absolutely. So like one of the recipes is called pecan and carrot tacos.
Okay.
I mean, pecans and carrots for taco filling. I never would have thought of that.
Wow.
But it's like,
that's pretty creative.
Yeah.
That's cool.
And it just looks so good.
It really does. And, you know, from like a health perspective, it's brilliant too, because you've got pecans packed with healthy fats and antioxidants.
Right.
And then carrots are a good source of fiber and vitamin A.
Yeah.
So you're getting this delicious meal that's good for you.
Right.
That's the best of both worlds.
Okay, this next one. Oh my gosh. This stuffed raw Caribbean wrap is one of my best creations.
Ooh.
So now we're talking about raw food.
Okay.
I'm kind of curious about raw food. What are like the benefits and challenges of incorporating raw foods into a vegan diet?
Yeah, so that's a great question. Raw veganism basically means that you're consuming foods that haven't been cooked above a certain temperature.
Okay.
Usually around 104 to 118 degrees Fahrenheit.
Okay.
So the idea is that you're preserving the nutrients and enzymes in the food that can be lost during the cooking process.
Gotcha.
Some people find that when they eat a raw diet, they have more energy, their digestion is better.
Uh-huh.
Some people even lose weight.
Wow.
But, you know, you really have to do your research and make sure that you're getting all the nutrients that you need on a raw diet, because some nutrients are actually more readily absorbed by the body after they've been cooked.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
So finding that balance, I guess.
Exactly. Finding what works for you.
Yeah. And it's cool because Cultural Foods has got a ton of resources for beginners.
Oh, awesome.
So there are articles and videos like 3 easy vegan recipes for beginners, and then another one, 3 easy vegan recipes for beginner, #Veguary.
Nice.
So they're really targeting that, you know, making it easy for people to kind of get started with this.
Yeah, and I think those resources are so valuable for people who are just starting out with veganism, because they break down the basics.
Right.
They often offer really simple recipes.
Yeah.
And they address a lot of those common concerns or questions that people might have.
Mm-hmm.
So, you know, even starting with just small changes like swapping out dairy milk for almond milk, or, you know, incorporating one vegan meal a day.
Okay.
Just little things like that can make a big difference and make the transition easier.
That's a good point. And it's not all about the, you know, complicated recipes either. There's cheap vegan meals that actually taste amazing.
Yeah.
That's one of the articles.
I think that's such an important point to make, because, you know, a lot of times people think that being vegan is really expensive.
Yeah.
But it really doesn't have to be.
Right.
You know, if you focus on things like beans, lentils, rice, you know, seasonal produce.
Right.
You can make delicious, nutritious meals on a budget.
Yeah, for sure. And then also they've got 4 healthy vegan recipes for weight loss.
Okay.
So they're, you know, really hitting all of these different things that people might be concerned about.
Absolutely. And it's great that they're addressing that, because a well-planned vegan diet can provide all the nutrients that you need.
Right.
But you do have to be mindful of a few things like vitamin B12.
Okay.
You know, that's primarily found in animal products.
Yeah.
But there's an easy solution. You can just incorporate some fortified foods or take a B12 supplement.
Okay. So it's just about, you know, being aware and making those choices.
Exactly.
Yeah. And I noticed too, it's not even just about the recipes.
Oh, yeah.
There's also things about meal planning and healthy habits.
Okay.
Like healthy meals I make when I don't really want to cook vegan.
Oh, I love that.
Which, I mean, we've all been there, right?
Absolutely. Life gets busy and sometimes you just don't feel like cooking.
Yeah.
So it's good to have some go-to meals that are quick and easy and vegan.
For sure.
You know, things like smoothies, salads,
Uh-huh.
or even just a bowl of oatmeal with some fruit and nuts.
Right.
You know, those can be really quick, nutritious, and satisfying.
Yeah, and sometimes, you know, those simple meals are just what you need.
Totally.
But okay, let's get back to some of the more elaborate stuff.
Okay.
So I'm really intrigued by like all the different types of cuisines represented here.
Yeah.
So we've got everything from like Chinese style dishes, four easy Chinese style vegan recipes to make today,
Nice.
and then Thai inspired meals, easy high protein vegetarian and vegan meal ideas.
I love that.
So it's really like a global thing.
It's really cool how vegan cuisine is represented all over the world. You
Right.
know, it's a celebration of flavors from all over,
Yeah.
and it shows that no matter what your dietary choices are, you can still enjoy all those cuisines that you love. Like
Totally.
those Chinese style recipes you were talking about, they probably have tofu or tempeh,
Right.
which are great plant-based sources of protein and have been staples in Asian cuisine for centuries.
Yeah, and I'm sure those Thai-inspired meals are full of like fresh herbs and spices.
Oh, yeah.
Makes me hungry just thinking about it.
Me too.
And you know, it's so cool that vegan foods are just not boring at all.
No, not at all.
It's like a vibrant, ever-evolving culinary landscape.
Absolutely.
And I'm seeing also a lot of hashtags,
Oh, yeah.
like hashtag vegan recipes and hashtag plant-based recipes. So it seems like there's this real community online.
Yeah, definitely. You know, social media has become kind of like a hub for vegans
Okay.
to share recipes and tips and get inspiration.
Right.
You know, it's a great way to connect with other like-minded people,
Yeah.
discover new ingredients, and just get support on your journey.
Yeah, it's like a big virtual potluck
I love when.
where everybody brings their best plant-based
Yes,
dishes.
and it's not just about sharing recipes. It's about sharing experiences, you know, giving each other encouragement and just celebrating the joys of a vegan lifestyle.
That's awesome. And so it's cool because Cultural Foods doesn't just give you recipes. They also talk about some of the concerns that people might have about going vegan.
Okay.
So there's articles like the most underrated chili recipe out there. This is a must try.
Wow.
And vegan recipes for dinner that everyone will love. So it's like, you know, they're really thinking about those people that are like, oh, am I going to miss out on
Yeah.
these hearty, comforting meals?
I think those recipes are so important because it shows you that, you know, you're not missing out on anything.
Right.
Vegan food can be just as satisfying
Yeah.
and flavorful as, you know, any other cuisine.
Exactly. And it can be a really good way to introduce it to people
Yeah.
that, you know, maybe aren't as familiar with it and are a little bit skeptical.
It's all about breaking down those barriers and showing people how delicious it can be.
Yeah, absolutely. Okay, so we've talked about like the variety, the freshness,
Yep.
the global flavors, beginner resources, the community. What else is kind of jumping out at you from all this content?
Well, you know, one thing I'm really impressed with is how many of these recipes are actually really convenient.
Okay.
They're designed for, you know, busy weeknights
Right.
or times when you just don't want to spend hours in the kitchen.
Right.
Like, here's one, the best vegan black bean burger recipe in 60 seconds.
60
I
seconds.
know.
That's
That's
amazing.
faster than takeout.
Yeah.
So, I mean, you know, that just shows you that vegan cooking doesn't have to be time consuming
Right.
or complicated. There are options for everybody.
That's awesome. And then there's also easy vegan kale spinach soup recipe. So
Ooh.
for those, you know, colder nights when you want something hearty and warm.
Yeah, and soups are so good for you, especially, you know, those colder months.
Yeah.
And kale and spinach are just nutritional powerhouses.
For sure. Okay, and then the next one, no peeling your cucumbers for this five-ingredient easy vegan tzatziki sauce recipe. Delicious and wrapped. No
Wow.
peeling, sign me up.
That's
I
great.
love it.
And, you know, a good sauce like tzatziki can really just elevate any dish.
Yeah.
And it's a great example of how you can take, you know, classic favorites and simplify them with vegan recipes.
Absolutely. Okay. Best healthy vegan veggie ground meat substitute.
Ooh.
This one I'm really curious about. What do you think is in that?
Let me see. It looks like they're using cauliflower, carrots, onion, garlic,
Okay.
and portobello mushrooms.
Wow.
So, I mean, pretty basic ingredients,
Yeah.
but It's amazing how they can be transformed to mimic ground meat.
Right. So it's all about the creativity and kind of
Exactly.
thinking outside the box.
Yeah, using those fresh whole ingredients in new and exciting ways.
Awesome. It seems like cultural foods has a lot to offer anybody that's interested in
For
this.
sure.
I mean, we've just kind of scratched the surface here, and
Yeah.
I'm already feeling so inspired.
Me too.
Should we dive into some more of these
Let's
recipes?
do it. I'm ready for round two.
Okay,
Okay.
awesome.
Okay.
Okay, so let's keep looking through these recipes.
Yeah.
Wow, everyone with these one skillet enchiladas.
Okay.
I mean, enchiladas are always a crowd pleasure.
Yes.
And one skillet, I
Oh,
mean,
that's nice and easy.
yeah.
What kind of cheese do you think they use in a vegan enchilada?
Oh, that's a good question.
Yeah.
Maybe like a cashew sauce?
Ooh, that would be good.
Or like a nutritional yeast blend.
Yeah.
I've heard that those can get kind of cheesy.
Yeah, they could, it's really cool to see how vegan chefs are coming up with these really innovative ways
Yeah.
to replicate, flavors and textures that we're used to using plant-based ingredients.
Totally. All right, this one sounds good for like a nice light lunch.
Okay.
Chickpea pasta salad recipe.
Chickpeas are so good.
I love
They're
chickpeas.
so versatile
Yeah.
and a great source of protein and fiber,
Yeah.
which can help you feel full and satisfied.
For sure. Okay, we can't forget about dessert.
Yes, dessert is important.
Five easy vegan ice cream recipes, dairy-free summer desserts. So I'm
Ooh.
all about the dairy-free ice cream.
Me too. What are some common bases for vegan ice cream?
Yeah, that's a good question.
Yeah.
I mean, I know coconut milk is a big one.
Yeah, coconut milk is really popular.
And almond milk. I've even seen some with like cashew cream.
Oh yeah, cashew cream is really nice and creamy.
Yeah.
And you can even use avocado, believe it or not.
Really?
Yeah, it gives it like a really nice creamy texture.
Huh. I'll have to try that. Okay, me and Jackfruit go together real bad now. Hashtag vegan recipes, hashtag plant-based recipes.
Okay.
So jackfruit is something I've been seeing a lot,
Yeah.
but I don't really know a lot about it.
Yeah, jackfruit has become super popular in the vegan world. It's
Really?
a tropical fruit,
Okay.
and it has kind of a unique texture, but when you cook it becomes really similar to pulled pork.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, so it's often used in things like tacos and sandwiches and curries. Yeah,
Interesting.
as a meat substitute.
So is it more about the texture than the flavor?
Exactly. Jackfruit itself doesn't have a very strong flavor,
Okay.
so it really takes on the flavor of whatever you cook it with.
Gotcha.
So it's really versatile.
That's cool. Okay. And for those of us that are, busy and on the go all the time, lazy vegan recipes, balanced meals in 10
10
minutes.
minutes. That's awesome.
I know that's faster than I can like order takeout.
Right. It just goes to show you that vegan cooking can be really easy
Yeah.
and convenient.
And you don't have to sacrifice, flavor or nutrition when you're short on time.
Exactly. What are some of your favorite go-to quick vegan meals?
I mean, I love a good smoothie for
Oh
breakfast.
yeah, smoothies are great.
You can just throw in, all kinds of fruits and
And
veggies.
they're so easy to make.
Yeah. And I also really like to do like a big salad for lunch,
Okay.
with quinoa and roasted vegetables and a nice vinaigrette.
That sounds delicious.
Yeah, and I feel like if you prep some stuff ahead of time,
Yes, meal prepping.
yeah, then it makes it even faster.
Definitely, you could roast a bunch of vegetables on a Sunday
Yeah.
and then you have them for the week to throw into salads or grain bowls.
Totally. Okay, so we were looking at some resources for beginners.
Yes.
Three easy vegan recipes for beginners.
Uh-huh.
There's also three easy vegan recipes for beginners, hashtag vegan January, and three easy vegan recipes for beginners, vegan basics.
Wow, they really want to make sure that people have what they need.
I know, it's really cool.
Yeah, starting any new way of eating could be a little overwhelming.
Right.
So I think it's great that they're offering, accessible recipes
Yeah.
and resources to kind of help people through that transition.
What other advice would you give to someone who's, just starting to explore veganism?
I would say be patient with yourself.
Okay.
It's a journey, it's not a race.
Right.
And, start small.
Yeah.
Maybe try incorporating one vegan meal a day, or even just, trying out some plant-based alternatives to foods that you already enjoy. And don't be afraid to, reach out for help
Okay.
or connect with other people in the vegan community.
Yeah.
There's so much support out there.
And focus on the positive.
Yes, definitely. Focus on all the amazing things that veganism has to offer.
Right, like exploring new flavors and discovering delicious recipes and
Exactly.
just feeling good about the choices you're making.
Yes.
Okay. So it's cool because cultural foods goes beyond just the recipes.
Oh, yeah.
There's also guidance on meal planning and healthy habits.
Okay.
So we saw four healthy vegan recipes for weight loss. And then there's also healthy meals I make when I don't really want to cook vegan. So it's
Nice.
like, a whole lifestyle approach.
Yeah, it's great that they're giving people tools
Right.
to, make those healthy changes.
Yeah, absolutely. What other aspects of healthy living do you think are important to highlight, especially within the context of veganism?
I think it's important to remember that, just because a diet is vegan doesn't automatically mean it's healthy.
Right.
You still have to make balanced choices and focus on whole, unprocessed foods.
Yeah, that's a good point.
It's easy to kind of fall into the trap of relying on processed vegan foods,
Yeah.
but those can be just as unhealthy as, their non-vegan counterparts.
Totally.
So no matter what kind of diet you're following, it's always important to be reading labels
Yeah.
and paying attention to the ingredients.
Yeah, and beyond just diet, I think things like regular exercise,
Absolutely.
stress management, and getting enough sleep.
Yes, those are all so important.
Yeah, for overall well-being.
It's about taking a holistic approach.
Yeah, and then we can't forget about the community
Yeah,
aspect.
the community is so important.
And we saw that with all the hashtags, like hashtag vegan recipes and hashtag plant-based recipes.
It's great to have that support system.
Yeah, it makes you feel like you're not alone.
Exactly.
This has been so
I
fun.
know, this has been great.
I'm like really inspired to try some of these recipes.
Yeah.
What's kind of standing out to you the most from all of this?
I think for me, it's the creativity
Okay.
and the sense of community.
Yeah.
It's really inspiring to see how people are using these plant-based ingredients in such innovative ways.
Right.
And the online community is just so welcoming and supportive.
Totally. It's about more than just the food. It's
Yeah.
about, like you were saying, that connection
Yeah.
and exploring new things and just embracing a more, sustainable and compassionate way of living.
Absolutely well said.
Okay, so I think we've only just scratched the surface.
Yeah, we have.
But should we take a little break and then come back and wrap things up?
Sounds good to me. I could definitely use a little snack break after all this talk about food.
Me too. All right, let's do it. All right, so we're back. And I don't know about you, but I am so ready to get in the kitchen and start making some of this stuff.
Oh, me too. I'm feeling so inspired.
It's pretty amazing.
Yeah, it really opens your eyes to just how much you can do with vegan cooking.
Right, it's like a whole new world of flavors and textures and possibilities.
It really is. And what I think is so cool is that it's always evolving.
Yeah.
There's always new vegan recipes and, innovations coming out all the time.
It really makes you wonder what the future holds for vegan cuisine.
Yeah, like what kind of new ingredients are we going to discover? What
Right.
kind of crazy flavor combinations are people going to come up with?
It's exciting to think about. So anyone listening that's intrigued by all this,
Yes.
remember there's a ton of resources out
Yeah,
there.
culturalfoods.com is a great place to start.
Right.
They have just a huge collection of recipes and tips and articles for, everyone from beginners to more experienced cooks.
And don't forget about the online communities.
Yes, the community is so important.
You can connect with other vegans through social media or, online
Yeah,
forums.
you can share your favorite recipes, get advice, just find support from other people who are on this journey with you.
It really makes it feel less daunting and more like an adventure.
Yeah, you're not alone.
So we've reached the end of our vegan deep dive.
It's been fun.
I hope you're feeling inspired to explore this world of plant-based cuisine.
Yeah, and remember, you don't even have to be fully vegan to enjoy these recipes.
Right.
Just incorporating more plant-based meals into your diet is a great way to, do something good for your health and the environment.
Absolutely. So, what vegan recipe will you try first? And how might exploring vegan cuisine open up a whole new world of flavors and possibilities for you, even beyond just food? Thanks for joining us, and we'll see you next time.
Bye.